Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19. My anguish, my anguish. I writhe in pain. Oh, the walls of my heart. My heart is beating wildly. I cannot keep silent, for I hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. What a picture of the anguishing heart of God in Jeremiah as a prophet. He's anguishing over people in their sin and the effects of that before God. He knows that the judgment of God is coming. He knows that the people that God has called him to speak to are about to experience the wrath of God and foreign armies coming upon them. And he's writhing. I mean, the language here is so strong. He's writhing in pain. The walls of his heart are about to burst. His heart is beating wildly, which provokes him to speak. Oh, God's word has this kind of effect. And it's not just for Jeremiah the prophet. It's intended to be for us, for every one of us who knows the word of God and is surrounded by people who are at this moment under the judgment of God and wrath is coming. I mean, this is what the Bible teaches. We can't soften over this. We need to feel this. We need to feel this in our hearts with anguish. Like people around us, peoples around the world who don't know and believe the gospel, when they die, will experience eternal judgment, separation from God, the wrath of God due sin. Like that's what's coming for people who don't hear and believe in, trust in Jesus. So do our hearts writhe in anguish over them? Do our hearts beat wildly in such a way that we are provoked to speak? We can't stay silent because we hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. We know what's coming. Oh God, give us this kind of writhing and anguish in our heart. Lord, I pray for my own heart and I pray for others who are listening to this right now. God, please, please help us to feel the weight of what's coming. Help us to feel the weight of what's coming for those who don't know Christ. And pray that you help us to feel that weight when we think about our friends, family members around us right now, co-workers. Lord, help us to alarm them. Help us to let them know. God, use us to let them know that judgment is coming. Mercy is available in Christ. Lord, we have this word. May it cause our hearts to beat for those who are under impending judgment around us, and not just around us, but around the world. God, I think about the Tamil people in India today. Over 3 million of them, Muslims, and no known followers of Jesus, if maybe a few followers of Jesus among 3 million of them. They're in mainly southern India. God, we pray for the spread of your gospel grace to them. Our hearts beat wildly for them. They don't even know the name of Jesus. They don't know the gospel of Jesus. They've never heard it. And so, God, we pray for the spread of the gospel to them. Please, oh God, please, please, please raise up laborers from North America, raise up laborers, our brothers and sisters in India and near there. God, cause the Tamil people, we pray, to come to Christ. God, we plead for this. Please, oh God, save Tamil people from their sins and cause our hearts to break over them and people groups around them and individual people around us who are right now under your judgment, separated from you, headed toward eternal wrath if they don't hear your word. Help us to say, we cannot keep silent. We will speak your word to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.